fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 8th day of March, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'd like to volunteer to do the pledge with us, just contact me. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, if you own a rifle or rifles plural that accept removable magazines, make sure you've got at least 10 magazines for each rifle, minimum 10 high quality, good condition magazines for each of those rifles. We have patient Wayne in a green room. My friend Andrew. Andrew represents EMP Shield. We're going to be talking about the events of the day and, of course, how EMP Shield devices can protect your home, your car, your truck, your generator from the effects of EMP, and in the case of your generator in your home, from the effects of lightning. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here, sir. Well, the big news this week, which most people haven't figured out yet, the officer charged with murdering George Floyd, former officer Derek Chauvin, I think his name is pronounced. The jury selection for that trial begins today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's the heaviest security I've ever seen for a trial. Not one, but 2 fences around the courthouse, heavily armed officers. Yeah. I believe that when Officer Chauvin is exonerated and found not guilty, because the jury has to find this man not guilty because he did nothing wrong at all since George Floyd killed himself. Now, George Floyd had enough fentanyl in his bloodstream to kill 2 normal men, plus a bonus, heroin on top of that. it gets better. It gets better.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a busy guy. I know you're a busy guy, Andrew, traveling around the world representing MP Shield. Everybody in the United States and all over the world saw the 9 minutes of Officer Chauvin with his knee on the neck of George Floyd. Here's what they didn't see until several months after all the riots and people had died and millions of dollars property damage. They didn't see the earlier video of George Floyd handcuffed in the patrol car, saying, "I can't breathe, right. I can't breathe, get me out of here." We didn't see that, did we, until after the fact, did we, Andrew?
No, we didn't. And this is a great example of what the media is able to do. It's psychological operations.
It is, and you and I were both part of it.
That's right. It's almost ironic that it's exactly what they're doing is what we used to do. And what's really weird is, you know, they're it's almost genius in kind of an evil way, right? Like, so they found an incident that they could manipulate for the audit, for the public, and then they basically created this whole thing from this one incident that they only showed you part of, which then created a movement, which
Black
you know,
Lives Matter
served their purpose.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's insane. It's not insane.
It's brilliant.
Way,
it's brilliant.
It's brilliant. Oh,
it
I know. I mean, talk about. It's the best some of the best psychological operations I've ever seen in my entire life. Is what it is.
Andrew, the week of that incident, I was sitting next to the pastor of my church. We have what we call movie night here in the American Legion. And I said, "Pastor, after all these years of picking the wrong victim, and we've seen it happen with Trayvon Martin, for example, and others, they finally got the right one." Of course, I didn't know then what I know now, that one of the well-known symptoms of somebody who's in the process of dying from a fentanyl overdose is they can't breathe. That's well known.
Gotcha.
It's not even, you know, it's not even debatable. If you're dying from a fentanyl overdose, you start saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." That was kept from us. And so they kept two things from us. One was a toxicology report showing the fentanyl and heroin in the man's bloodstream. The other was a second video showing him asking to be removed from the patrol car. Now, Officer Chauvin did what he was trained to do, and what the police manual told them to do, to restrain a suspect outside a vehicle, which is to place him on the ground and place your knee on the neck. So he was doing everything properly. Nothing wrong, nothing improper. Now, I've got a video at my website, Andrew. It's a police martial arts instructor in the Czech Republic. And he volunteers to lay down on the ground and have a man, a good-sized guy, this guy is 6 feet, 180, 200 pounds, place all his weight on the neck, with the knee on the neck of the police martial arts instructor. And the martial arts instructor, and you can see the volunteer putting the knee on the neck, has his other leg up in the air. He's not holding on to anything, so his entire body weight is on that neck.
Sure.
And here's the martial arts instructor just talking in a normal speaking voice as if it's no big deal.
And
well, ladies and gentlemen, the prosecutor has to convince 12 people that Derek Chauvin committed voluntary murder with first-degree murder means you intended to murder him. The defense has to convince one person that he didn't. That's all the defense has to do, is convince one person that Derek Chauvin did nothing wrong. And I'd be shocked if the defense can't convince one person that Derek Chauvin did nothing wrong, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would, but you know, this is a great time to see if the political environment has manipulated the legal system. You know, I really am interested to see this because, you know, from what you and I know, he literally did nothing wrong. I mean, he followed the law. He did exactly what he was trained to do. And, you know, George Floyd was hopped up on a significant amount of drugs. So if this gentleman ends up going to jail, for murdering somebody, we've got some big problems in our country, you know? Holy cow.
I worked a murder case with somewhat similar circumstances. A petite woman, she was maybe 5'2", 100 pounds. Her boyfriend looked like he could have been a professional a linebacker, you know, in a football team. Big guy, tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on a main street. This is in the country city, the county seat of Washington County, Illinois.
Yeah,
Mount Vernon, Illinois. Middle of the day, it's about noon, on a busy, heavily traveled street. The boyfriend beats his girlfriend, and she dies.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the case. The attorney I'm working with, we get assigned to it. I get assigned to it as the investigator. And I get the toxicology report. And I'm looking at it, and I see there's cocaine in this woman's blood, and they call what they call cocaine metabolites. But since I'm a homicide investigator and not a toxicologist, I call up a toxicologist that I know. And
right.
I get him on the phone, and his name was Dr. Terry Martinez, and I said, Terry, tell me what these numbers mean. He had his first question, John, how long after death was the blood sample taken? So I look at the report, and I said, well, Terry, it looks like it was 12 hours. He says, here's the deal. I think it was every 90 minutes. It may have been every 2 hours. Not that that's a detail that matters. Every 90 minutes, the cocaine metabolites in a deceased person or in their blood is half what they were 90 minutes before.
Sure.
He says, John, 12 hours after death, this woman still had enough cocaine in her blood to kill a horse.
Right.
So, that was our defense strategy, was to show the jury, that this woman had taken enough cocaine to kill two or three normal people. And that's what killed her, not being beaten by her boyfriend. Right. I don't want to drag that story out. We did prevail eventually. There's a lot more details to it. We did prevail because clearly this man beating this girl did not kill her. It was the cocaine that killed her. And here we are again with this situation. George Floyd killed himself. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
George Floyd killed himself. When this trial ends, which should be, most murder trials take about 3 days, Andrew, in case you don't know. This trial ends, Minneapolis will explode and cities all over the country will explode with the recruited, trained, equipped, and paid for violent protesters recruited by Alexander Soros, the son of George Soros. And I'm predicting here live on air on Monday, the 8th day of March, 2021, that's when the violence will begin, when this man is found not guilty. What do you think, sir?
I think that's very possible. I mean, I don't see why that wouldn't happen. It happened before, and it's the same group of people. They're all, in my understanding, is they're all supporting the same causes before, and they're probably all backed by the same person as before.
Right.
So that's a pretty good prediction.
And when you backtrack George Soros, you start bumping into connections with the communist Chinese and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They're all connected, and they all have an agenda, and the agenda is to destroy the United States. So that connection is what I'm keying on to at the moment, is the connection between Soros and the communist Chinese and the resources of the communist Chinese, which include EMP weapons, don't they, sir?
Yes, sir, they do.
And that's, we'll focus on that for just a few minutes here. We got a break coming up in about 6 minutes. Everything's on the table, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is on the table. We've seen these riots happen last year. They're going to happen again, but this time they'll be better organized, better orchestrated, and much, much more violent. And that would be the thing that the communist Chinese would be looking for to begin what they want to do, which is to destroy the United States by any means necessary. I think initially they would have barefoot peasants from South America here with AK-47s before they bring in their own troops. The Chinese may be a lot of things, but they'd rather not have their own troops die if they can avoid it any more than necessary. And the use of EMP weapons is a way to knock out our command and control, knock out our vehicles, and be able to conquer us more easily, isn't it, Andrew?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah, so it's a devastating weapon, but yeah, it's certainly within their capabilities to do that. I do believe that it would become kind of a last resort, almost like you mentioned with, you know, barefoot South Americans coming across the border. Clearly, you know, when it comes to their military, although they are willing to take risks, they'll kind of have some first steps to mitigate the risk to themselves and also protect what they want, which is America. They don't want to destroy the infrastructure. But with that being said, they do have the ability to use EMP, super EMP, directional EMP weapons, and very targeted EMP weapons.
Right.
So all if they wanted to take out, that's right, if they wanted to take out just one city or a portion of the United States, they could do that. They very much have the capability to do that.
Absolutely. Well, here's some good news. Reuters, the news, International News Service Reuters, is saying that the COVID relief money might be coming to American households, as many as 160 million American households, possibly beginning this week, that people could use to buy their EMP shield devices, couldn't they?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Yep, it's, you know, between that and then also it's tax return season, we're seeing a lot of people use that money to purchase the EMP shield because, you know, they were saving, couldn't afford it, and now they have that extra the money to use it. So absolutely.
Absolutely. We got a caller on hold here, Andrew. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning. I understand it. One of the biggest importers of illegal fentanyl is that they get it from is China. Is that correct?
China doesn't import fentanyl; they export it, sir.
I mean, they export. I mean, we import it. We import it from China. Is it smuggled in illegally?
That's no secret. What, say again, John?
The fentanyl means, I understand one of the biggest suppliers of fentanyl is China.
Right. They are.
How did this guy get so much fentanyl and heroin in his system? And also,
he most likely injected it. That would be the preferred method. A hypodermic needle.
All right. Well, there were two different post-mortem reports, weren't there? There was one that, and they disagree with each other. One was the official one, and then there was a private one done by the family that said something different. Now, somebody's not telling the truth here. What's going on?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that, John.
Also, why was he, when he was found, when they brought him in, he had a roll of $20 of counterfeit $20 bills on his person, correct?
I believe so.
Where did he get those?
I have no way of knowing that.
Well, that's a quite. Why isn't any? I haven't heard anything in the media or anyone asking any probing questions like this. Why not?
Right. Well, you and I don't have access to the police reports, John, so we can't answer that.
Also, I understand that the officer in question, what's his name, doctor, I mean, officer, what is his last name? It's some kind of French
C-H-A-U-V-I-N, Chauvin.
Chauvin. I understand that he worked as a bouncer in the same place that George Floyd was working, a bar or a club or something.
That's true.
The riots started, the place that they worked at was one of the first places to get torched.
Okay.
And I find that strange or suspicious even.
Okay.
Also, I want to know what's going on with this private, who this person supposedly hired by the family. Where did he come up with his results? I would like to know I want it compared, and I want to know how it was performed.
Well, why don't you look into that, John, and get back with us after you find out. Thank you for your call, John. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of March. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield. You get the best discount available, seriously, $50 off when you get your EMP Shield device at my website at thelibertyman.com. The $50 discount is automatically applied when you're checking out. Well, Andrew, every week we give people a heads up on the threats, let them know how wonderful these devices are. And as I frequently tell people, I was looking for these kinds of devices for years, and I pretty much had given up looking, quite frankly. I thought, no, nobody's ever going to fix this. But here we are. You and your people, you fixed it. You've got the EMP Shield devices all squared away, ready for immediate shipment, and people can get their hands on them at a very good price with a $50 discount, by the way. Even without the discount, it's still a bargain. And protect their motor vehicle, would be a car, truck, motorcycle, protect their home, protect their generator. Now, in the case of homes and generators, there's a bonus because you get protection from lightning as well, don't you, sir?
Lightning protection alone, we're kind of making waves in the surge protection market, because we offer 100% guaranteed lightning protection, for instance, for your house, if you get a home model, at around the $300 price point, which is pretty much unheard of. There is surge protectors out there, you know, for around $200 that are decent, but they don't guarantee lightning protection. And so that's really, like I said, it's kind of disrupting the surge protection market, because a lot of these companies don't have the capability to actually provide that. And so, yeah, it's a really incredible device for lightning, for surge protection. Then, of course, what it was designed for is EMP protection to military standard, which is what it was tested at. So,
right.
Yes, sir.
Now, people buy these surge protectors at the local hardware store. Typically, it looks like an extension cord where you can plug in maybe five or six different appliances into it. And they think they're protected from lightning. Nothing could be further from the truth, could it?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a huge misconception out there about surge protection, just in general, and we're not talking EMP. We're just talking regular, everyday surge protection. And people believe that by buying these cheaper plug-in-the-wall type devices that they're protected. And what they really are is they're designed for protecting whatever's plugged into that device. For instance, a lot of them look like a power strip. And what they're designed to do is protect whatever equipment's plugged into that device from things like dirty electricity, which is very small and minor spikes that may come through your home's electrical system into those devices, which over time actually damages them. As far as lightning is concerned, they will not protect at all against lightning, nor do they yet. Most of them, at least $1,000 or less, will never even address lightning because they don't want to be liable for any lightning damage.
Right. Well, lightning will ruin your whole day. I've had lightning damage here at my place a couple of times. Nothing major. I lost an electronic postage scale and a couple of other little things. It can be literally thousands of dollars in damage, can't it? Sorry, you can't even start a fire as far as that goes.
It can. Yeah, lightning, very sadly, has changed many people's lives. And what that means is between the down pay or the deposit, not the deposit, yeah, the deposit that you have to pay on your insurance, and then the time that it can often take for an insurance company to either pay out or fix the things that were damaged. I mean, lightning can destroy your entire, it can destroy all the electronics in your home. It can destroy portions of your electrical system. It can burn portions of your house if sparks come out of the wall. It's just simply devastating if lightning hits directly to the home, or directly or very close to the, like a transformer outside or a line outside the house. So, yeah, it can be absolutely devastating and very, very financially devastating as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you got a question about how EMP shield devices work? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. People really need to say, and we started this conversation talking about George Floyd and the trial that begins today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. People need to understand how everything at this level is all connected, how the trial of George, officer Derek Chauvin is connected, the Black Lives Matter, that it's a communist front organization, that the communists are behind much of the things going on at the national and international level, aren't they, sir?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Very, very connected. Yes, sir.
And the goals. We need to understand the goals of the communists. That's very important in how they intend to achieve them. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm so happy and so proud to now be representing Professor McCanny's wing generators. It's a process. It takes months to, from start to finish. So if you want to be independent with electricity, you need to get started ASAP. I'm also happy to say I'm taking delivery finally. It's been a struggle of the mattress pads I need, getting a full pallet of mattress pads to go with energy cleaners that are patiently waiting to be shipped together, energy cleaners and mattress pads. UPS has a semi-trailer with a pallet going to be dropped off today, and I'll be busy in the next several days getting things packed up and out the door to the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, where they'll be going out priority mail. So if you got issues with arthritis pain, if you got sleep issues, check out the energy cleaner, please. Get your life back. What are you waiting for? Everybody that gets one regrets that they waited. So check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can send me a check. My address is there. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9494. 9543. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield. This is what, when the Department of Defense wants to protect equipment from EMP, this is what they get. They get the EMP Shield devices, don't they, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Yeah, every EMP Shield... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, every EMP Shield what?
Oh, I was going to say, every EMP Shield device that's on our website has been actually military tested or tested to military standards at Keystone Compliance, which is a military certified testing facility. And they are all tested to every EMP public, not secret, but every public EMP standard that's available currently. So they're all fully capable of protecting against the E1, the E2, and E3 portion of an EMP. And every EMP Shield device doesn't just protect the electrical system it's connected to, but also protects every device that's connected to that system.
Well, there's a conference coming up in Rapid City, South Dakota. I hope to be there. And Dr. Peter Pry is going to be one of the speakers. I'm working on attempting to be a speaker myself. I've known Dr. Pry for several years. I know you know Dr. Pry also. And for me, it's one of the big thrills to be able to go to these expos and be able to meet the men I've been working with for years and finally get to meet them and shake their hands face to face. But Dr. Peter Pry has been at the forefront of alerting Congress, alerting presidents, and alerting the people of the United States about the real nature of EMP, isn't he?
He has been, for quite a while, too. He's been a part of working with the government, DHS, DOD. He works at very, very high levels. Formerly, he was in the CIA, and I know he did some nuclear projects as well for weapons, but... he's a subject matter expert on EMP, and he's been pushing for national protection against EMP for, probably more than a decade. Easily. Close to two decades now.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I found out that the Obama administration was actively blocking the efforts of Dr. Pry. I was really disappointed to hear that, but maybe not too surprised. President Trump's administration was actively pursuing However, we got the third Obama administration really right now. President Biden has basically brought in all the old Obama people back into the White House and to the executive branch. So my belief is that once again, we'll see active blocking at the national level to protect the power grid, which leaves it up to individuals to do it on their own, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's right. And it's very sad and unfortunate. You know, we were on a roll with the support and funding and interest in the protection of the grid and infrastructure and everything from EMP. And although some of it has gone away, there is still programs in place, but I'm not seeing the motivation or the desire to make it happen quickly anymore, which is, it feels a little bit better than the Obama era, but it's not because of the new president. It's simply because of the past policies and programs that were put in place by President Trump that are now just kind of lingering around in this next presidency.
Well, they're not going to get any money. Here's what the deal. The programs may still be around, but they're not going to get any more funding. That's my opinion. What do you think, Andrew?
I think that there's going to be a lot of politics and a lot of dragging feet. I think that it's going to be like pulling teeth to get certain money that we need. So I think you're right. And it's a shame. There is some other projects going on that I can't discuss here that are ongoing. And the reason that they're ongoing is because it's not just the government doing it. So there's not much the government can do to stop it.
Well, that's good. That's good. But Democratic Congress, they'll do things that are so important, like they did during the Obama administration, like provide funding to study why lesbians are fat, which they did in fact do, by the way. I mean, that's a great way to spend the taxpayers' money. Well, we need to find out why lesbians are fat, and not spend money on protecting the national power grid. EMP Shield is involved in the what's going on in Texas for protecting the power grid in Texas, aren't they, sir?
That's correct. In fact, we were just down there last week. We are part of the Texas pilot program, which was and is designed to protect a portion of the grid down there. And it's basically, the way it works is we prove, and it's not just EMP, by the way, there's going to be, it's basically a whole new, you know, they're doing a whole bunch of stuff, not just EMP. And so we prove, not just us, but everybody proves our portion of our protection or our upgrade. And then once the whole program's been validated, the goal was to then begin moving it across the United States to start protecting portions of the grid, you know, based on what the priority is.
Right.
Unfortunately, and that program's still ongoing. It's just we've seen a lot of delays. Now, and it's not just because of the president, but obviously COVID had some created some issue. And no, I'm not talking about the falling down the streets in China COVID. I'm talking about the everybody's scared, locked in their house for no reason COVID.
Right.
So,
right. That one. The make-believe pandemic. Yeah.
Right.
Well, what you may be a really busy guy, because there's 49 states that need to be protected, and the individual states, especially the red states, they can go ahead and protect their own power grid, can't they, sir?
They can. You know, they certainly could, and it wouldn't be cheap to do it, but it's very possible, and the technology exists. That's what a lot of people don't know or don't realize is EMP Shield's already invented in creating technology to protect the power grid. It exists today. It's actually available today. It's just a matter of getting, you know, the right people and the right entities and the government involved in making these pilot programs and these other
well,
things
it's gonna
happen.
Well, it's a lot of work. Getting legislation passed at the state level is a lot of work. You have
right.
to meet the people who are most likely to support it, get their support, have the draft legislation drafted, get sponsors, and then you know, work with the state legislature to get it passed in the Senate and in the House, and then get the governor
right.
to sign it. It's a lot of work, you know, but the benefit of saving the power grid is certainly worth it, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it's absolutely worth it. You know, and I'm sure a lot of the people who are aware about EMP know an EMP. I mean, if you don't protect the electrical power grid, there's so many devastating things that could happen. You know, number one, even just looking at obviously the power's out. That's number one. But looking at DHS's EMP resiliency report, there's no running water as a good example for people who are unaware about that. So the majority of people are going to die because they can't drink water. You know, you've got no power, you've got no water, you've got no running vehicles, just to name a few. So it's significant that if you don't protect it, how are you even going to fix it? Because the things that you need to fix it are also broken. You know?
That's so, right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, General Wainwright was in charge of Corregidor when the Japanese conquered it and the Americans surrendered. And he wrote his book about the consequences. It's not that people won't have water to drink. They'll drink whatever water is available. And General Wainwright describes in his book, American prisoners getting down on their hands and knees to drink mud puddle water under the
right.
threat of being bayoneted in the back by a Japanese soldier with a 2-foot-long bayonet. So point being, when you're thirsty enough, you will risk a bayonet in the back to drink a muddy water from a mud puddle. So it's not that people won't have water to drink. It's just it's that they will drink whatever water is available. And that's the beginning
right.
of diarrhea, dehydration, and death, isn't it, sir?
That's correct. Yep, you will die if you don't have clean water. If you drink dirty water, it's going to be it's not a good way to go either.
No.
It's not. It's a nasty way to go.
No, it is. It is. A friend of mine, American Legion, about a year ago, he went to sleep in his recliner watching TV and never woke up. That's not
right.
what happens when you die from drinking bad water, is it?
No, that is not what happens, very sadly. So I guess what people need to understand is you can have EMP protection today. It's available right now. You go to thelibertyman.com, you know, make sure you get that $50 discount. You can purchase home EMP protection, solar EMP protection, vehicle EMP protection right now at a very affordable price. And this is all, military tested technology. And so that's, I really hope that people understand, first understand the importance of protecting against the EMP because of how dangerous it is, and then understand that they should, now is the time to be protecting themselves, not when they think something bad's going to happen, but right now when they get that COVID relief check or that tax return, get the protection now while you can, you know?
Right. Well, it's common knowledge in, say, for example, the used car business that when these tax return checks come in March and April, that there's a lot of used cars being sold nationwide. That's not a secret.
Right.
Well, this is the time, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be getting these checks, the stimulus checks, more than enough to get a nice EMP shield device for your vehicle. And, of course, you get the best discount, $50 off at my website at libertyman.com. Discounts automatically applied when you make your purchase of your EMP shield device. And installation, gathering up the tools and putting them away took as long as doing the install, which was about 10 to 15 minutes, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get and people can actually see this, by the way, real world reviews. We've got over 1,000 on the website, and many of them are actually confirming what we're telling you now. And that's the vehicle model takes 10 minutes or less. If you know what you're doing, all you need is a wrench. You could do it in 5 to 10 minutes. It really
Absolutely.
Just depends on how,
Absolutely.
You know. Yeah. Finding the tools takes more time than installing
right.
the device.
Locating the tools and putting them away. And, probably the thing that took me the most time was just finding a nice flat spot to attach the EMP shield device, which is always doable. It may be a bit creative, but these engine compartments are pretty crowded these days. But on my 2011 Town Car, I found a really nice spot right behind the grill, out of the way, nice flat spot, and out of the way and unobtrusive, and just attach it there. You've got industrial grade adhesive to, and I clean the spot first with some rubbing alcohol, make sure it was nice and clean.
Right.
You can't use adhesive on dirt, can you, sir?
No, it doesn't work. In fact, we get a lot of calls saying, "Oh, the adhesive came off," and it, you know. What do we do? And we're like, oh, next time, you know, make sure you clean it first. It's
exactly.
It's not going to stick well.
Well, alcohol is the best for that purpose. It dries instantly and it leaves a nice clean surface. We got a caller and hold here. Andrew, we got Dee in Texas. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. I would like to know about a tractor. Do you need to protect tractors?
Yes, if you're driving a modern tractor that has any microprocessors or small
even an alternator
inside of it, that's right. Yeah, you're going to want to protect it. And we actually sell, this is another fact that a lot of people don't know, we sell a lot to farmers, actually a lot to farmers in Texas for their tractors, their combines, their farm equipment, their four-wheelers and stuff like that. To answer your question, yes, ma'am, I would recommend that you get one. You absolutely do need it. And, you know, we know that tractors can be very expensive. So, for the price of an EMP shield, it's absolutely a great insurance policy to keep that tractor safe. Even if it's just if you're worried about lightning, install the EMP shield. It'll protect it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
The call number is 512-248-8252. Agriculture, men and women involved in agriculture are well-educated, very smart, and very resilient, aren't they?
They are. I love working with them as well. They're the best customers. They already understand the majority of what they're needing to do. They understand that they have an expensive piece of equipment that needs protection. We do a lot of work with farmers. Actually, it's ironic that she's from Texas, but a lot of work with farmers in Texas. I think Texans just get it, you know?
Right. They do. Texans get it. It's a great state. As I frequently say, I haven't been in all 50 states, but I've been in a lot, and I've never been to any state that has as many Texas state flags, or I should say state flags, flying in front of private
state
homes. I think Tennessee or Mississippi may come in next, but it is amazing. Great state.
Oh, yeah.
So And of course, we like to talk about our friend in Arkansas who has the agricultural pumps that they they're worth about $20,000-$25,000 a piece, and she's got about 20 of them, and loses about three a year, or she did anyway, prior to having her MP Shield devices. These things have paid for themselves the first year, haven't they?
They have, yeah. So if she's losing, and I don't want to get too exact on the numbers because it's kind of a private situation, but she's probably losing, you know, we'll say around $50,000 a year in these pumps. And so what we're able to do is give them this lightning protection, 100% lightning protection, and it's saved her a significant amount of money annually.
With insurance, $25,000 insurance on each one. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of March. Andrew, this hour has just flown by. It's just amazing how fast it's gone.
Yeah.
It's a sign of good radio, by the way. Well, Andrew, every week we alert people. Going back to Dee's question about tractors, if the tractor was manufactured, I'd say before 1960, when they transitioned from generators to alternators, it may not need EMP shield. But that would be an antique. That would be a really antique tractor, wouldn't it?
That's correct. Yep. It would be very, very old, that's for sure. Right. Now, there is still people using them, though.
Oh, there are. A friend of mine up the road here, he's got 12 tractors, and I think, but except for two or three of them, they're all antiques. And he knows what's coming. He knows what's coming,
right.
And he's right. One of them has iron wheels instead of tires. I mean, that's a real antique.
Nice.
That's a man killer.
Yeah.
But for most people, they have tractors, cars, trucks, ATVs that have electronics in them, and they need to be protected, don't they, sir?
That's correct, yeah. Especially, the more modern it is, the more computers and the more microelectronics it has inside of it. They need protection. It's insane just how vulnerable they really are. And people know that, unfortunately, when they have car trouble, it'll be one little tiny microelectronic that went out, and then I don't even feel like they're mechanics anymore. It's like you've got the computer doctor that goes in and has to, evaluate what's wrong with you.
Right.
Yeah, it's insane, right?
Yeah. Right. Right.
But yeah, well, they need to be protected.
They do. They do. And it's easy. It's simple. It's inexpensive. If the money is an issue for you, PayPal will take payments up to 6 months with no interest. That's a real
That's
deal
right.
these days, by the way. And we're trying to eliminate all the excuses here, aren't we, Andrew?
We are. I love having the ability to help people pay, especially PayPal. And I know a lot of people used to not like PayPal, but it's a very secure method of payment. And to be able to offer 6 months with zero interest, it really does help families out that really need to get EMP shield on their vehicle in their home, but couldn't afford two. So what they'll do is they'll buy two with the payment program, which is literally zero interest over 6 months, and then just pay it a little bit at a time, month after month. It makes it very affordable.
Now, I got a question for you. A person buys two EMP shield devices, they get $50 off each one, sir?
That's correct. So you'd save $100 if you bought two, $150 if you save if you buy three. Yep.
Okay. Well, don't hesitate then. The discount applies to each device, no matter how many you buy at one time. And
that's right.
That's phenomenal. Andrew, we're about out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us, sir. Look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. That's great. Andrew with EMP Shield. I spent a lot of money making several vehicles. One in particular, my 1988 Dodge half-ton, three-quarter-ton van, EMP proof. You don't need to do that. You can just order the EMP shield device, take anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes to get this thing installed, and you're good to go. It is wonderful. It is marvelous. The top of the hour break coming up here shortly. We're going to begin with Firearms Monday with Sam Andrew. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.